The August-long weekend is behind us, but the good weather fairy will be sprinkling some golden rays over the lower mainland a little earlier than was previously expected. The Metro Vancouver weather forecast includes mostly warm and sunny conditions, meaning you'll have plenty of opportunities for outdoor festivals. Locals can enjoy several music and dance festivals this weekend, including indoor and outdoor options. The Bach and Mozart, in Endless Ascent, offers classical music at various venues across the city on select nights and is wrapping up this weekend. Locals can also enjoy a free outdoor music concert downtown from music students, or free dance classes with a friend, partner, or a stranger. The Chilliwack Mural Festival brings larger-than-life paintings across the city, as well as food trucks, live music, interactive demonstrations, and much more. Locals can also cool off with a massive outdoor water fight under the summer sun. The Museum of Anthropology also has a pair of ongoing shows, with one focusing on the Nuhoc Nation, who have lived on the coast just north of here for millennia. The Richmond Night Market and Downtown's Junction Public Market will also continue to bring warm weather vibes, tasty bites, and community fun. Here are a few fun things to do in and around Metro Vancouver from August 8 to August 10, 2025. Theater Under the Stars. See Legally Blonde or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at Stanley Park's Malkin Bowl. Enjoy the story of Charlie getting a golden ticket to explore the most epic chocolate factory of all time, or go on Elle Woods's journey chasing a boy to Harvard, only to discover she was the love of her life. When? Now through August 16, shows at 8 p.m. Where? Malkin Bowl, outdoor performance stage in Stanley Park at 610 Pipeline Road. Cost, $35 to $69. Summer Sounds. Open-air free concert. This Sarah McLachlan School of Music student spotlight brings young talent to the streets with an exciting lineup. The school opened in 2002 and offers a full spectrum of music programming and learning resources at no cost to underserved children and youth. When? Thursday, August 7, at 5 to 7:30 p.m. Where? Outside at 650 Hamilton Street. Cost? Free? Dance, dance, dance. Free pop-up dance class. The Hustle is a high-energy disco fusion partner dance. You can bring a partner to dance or visit solo and meet a new friend. When? Thursday, August 8, at 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Where? Robson Square to SXXXWilla 7SHN. Cost? Free? Chilliwack Mural Festival. A 10-day celebration featuring art and live performances kicks off this Friday, August 7, in the Lower Mainland. The Chilliwack Mural Festival, CMF, runs from Friday, August 7, through Sunday, August 17, with an exciting lineup of new muralists, performers, and locations across downtown Chilliwack, including the popular District 1881, and in the Southside community of Sardis. Visitors can expect large-scale public artworks, live music, interactive installations, and family-friendly programming throughout the festival. There will also be interactive art activities, a kids' craft zone, food trucks, and the Chilliwack Farmers Market in Chilliwack Community Park during the street party on Saturday, August 16. When? August 7 to 17. Where? Downtown Chilliwack, District 1881, and Sardis. Cost? Free? Photo courtesy of Tourism Chilliwack. Bach and Mozart. In Endless Ascent, Early Music Vancouver, EMV, welcomes guests to explore the interconnectedness of music, nature, and the elevation of the soul. During its 2025 summer festival, Bach and Mozart, In Endless Ascent. The 55th annual summer festival features 50 established and emerging Canadian and international artists. Festival highlights keyboardist and Pacific Baroque Orchestra, PBO, director Alexander Wyman, who is making a special solo appearance in his imaginative True North Variations, O Canada Reimagined, and a special celebration of music and dance, featuring the Montreal-based Baroque dance company Les Jardins Chorégraphiques along with the PBO in the Enchanted Forest. On Thursday, August 7, enjoy artist Cho Kim on violin, Gregoire G on traverso, a Baroque flute. Margaret Little on the viola da gamba, a Baroque 6 or 7 stringed instrument similar to a cello, and Christophe Gautier on keyboard in Bach's musical offering. The show is at 7:30 p.m. at the Christ Church Cathedral. On Friday, August 8, enjoy the vocal stylings of the Vancouver Cantata Singers and the PBO, including Magali Samard-Galds, soprano, Emma Parkinson, alto, Jacob Perry, tenor, Drew Santini, bass. The show, Mozart's Requiem, kicks off at 7:30 p.m. at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts and is directed by Alexander Wyman. When? Through August 8. Where? Various Vancouver venues. Cost, from $25 to $88. Students $15. Free tickets for Indigenous persons and youth ages 7 to 17. Ticket policies are available. Farmhouse Fest. Farmhouse Fest returns to UBC Farm on August 9, 2025, for its ninth year of celebrating funky, wild, and wood-aged brews. Expect saisons, sours, wild ales, lambics, and cider from across the Pacific Northwest, Canada, and Europe. Perfect for those who like their drinks a little weird, in the best way. When? August 9, from 1:30 to 7 p.m. Where? UBC Farm Events Field, 3461 Ross Drive, University Endowment Lands. Cost, $107.64 per person. Get tickets via Eventbrite. Vancouver Waterfight 2025. The 14th annual Vancouver Waterfight is planned, loosely, for August 9 in Stanley Park. Costumes are encouraged, and one has been promised. Ken will be walking around in a nice suit. The event is for anyone of any age. There is a code of conduct with some basic rules of engagement. Have fun. Don't shoot bystanders. Things get slippery when wet, so be aware. Bring a waterproof bag for things that aren't waterproof. Aim for the body, but goggles or sunglasses are a good idea. If you're using water balloons, you have to clean up your water balloons. When? Saturday, August 9, from 1 p.m. until people get tired and go home. Where? Lumberman's Arch in Stanley Park, 3250 Stanley Park Drive. Cost? Free? BC Dumpling Festival. The 4th annual BC Dumpling Festival will be a day of culture, community, and little pockets of food in Coquitlam. More than 40,000 folks are expected to attend the feast of a festival featuring momos, pierogies, jowsies, wontons, gyozas and more on August 9, 2025, at the Town Center Park. Organizers estimate more than 41,200 dumplings were sold at the Dumpling Festival in 2024. Many more were eaten as the festival has an annual dumpling eating contest on stage. When? August 9, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Where? Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam. Cost? Free admission. Photo: Brendan Kurgan, VIA. Canada Bubble Tea Festival. Two full days of bubble tea are coming to Burnaby for all of Metro Vancouver's boba fans. The Canada Bubble Tea Festival will feature more than 10 different bubble tea brands, along with boba hawkers, who will carry trays of the drinks around the festival grounds. The stadium will be set up with a bubble tea area, a marketplace, a food truck area, a stage for live performances, and a dance hall, dubbed Bubble Beat Galaxy. When, Saturday, August 9, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, August 10, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., where? Swangard Stadium, 6100 Boundary Road, Burnaby. Cost: free admission. Ugly Produce Day. What started as one man's mission to fight food waste has grown into a massive, heart-filled movement. Ty Heppel, a.k.a. at Potato Tea, returns with Ugly Produce Day, offering free farm fresh produce, bread, and even chocolate to anyone who shows up. This year's event, supported by Odd Bunch, aims to break the record for the most local produce ever donated in Canada. Expect food trucks, a live DJ, family-friendly fun, and thousands coming together to take a stand against food insecurity. When? August 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? Cloverdale Rodeo and Exhibition Grounds, Surrey. Cost? Free, but you must reserve a time slot. Car-free Sundays in Gastown. After 2024's pedestrian-friendly pilot project in Gastown, 2025 will see car-free days return to the historic neighborhood with a series of themed events. Inspired by other pedestrian-first activities around the world and the return of the Water Street pedestrian pilot, Gastown will host a series of events with four rotating themes this summer. Attendees can enjoy music, art, culture, dining, shopping, and community vibes. This week's theme is Gastown Unscripted, which doesn't have a set agenda, but rather, open streets and room to breathe. Taking the slow Sunday philosophy to the fullest, the organizers say the day will be unstructured, unhurried, and totally unplugged. A pedestrian pilot project returns to Vancouver's Gastown neighborhood in 2025, but only on weekends. Brendan Kurgan, VIA. When? August 10th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? On Water Street, from Richard Street to Columbia Street. Cost? Free to attend. Wild BC Salmon Celebration at Fisherman's Market. Fisherman's Market Burnaby hosts a community event spotlighting wild BC salmon, featuring a historical exhibit by the Gulf of Georgia Cannery Society and complimentary salmon samples prepared by Chef Denny Beck of Water Street Cafe. Shoppers can also enjoy 25% off all salmon products during the event, part of a province-wide initiative supported by Buy BC and the BC Salmon Marketing Council. When? August 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where? Fisherman's Market, 4020 Hastings Street, Burnaby. Monsoon Festival of the Performing Arts. The Monsoon Festival of the Performing Arts is celebrating 10 years this year with everything from photography exhibits to plays to stand-up comedy to Bhangra dance lessons. The Arts Festival will take place August 7 to 17 at a variety of venues, including the Kulch in East Vancouver and the Surrey Arts Center. The festival features events both in English and Punjabi, and includes theater performances, a photography exhibit, workshops, and a stand-up comedy show. When? August 7th to 17, 2025. Where? Various locations in Vancouver and Surrey. Cost. Events range from free to $39. The Monsoon Festival of the Performing Arts is back with 10 days of events based on South Asian arts and culture. Photo courtesy South Asian Arts Society. Artemis Space Adventure with Lego Bricks. Artemis Space Adventure with Lego Bricks has turned Science World into the epicenter for all things space travel and Lego, from moon missions to future journeys to Mars. Visitors can immerse themselves in the hands-on LEGO challenges inspired by NASA's groundbreaking Artemis missions, which have inspired people to return to the moon since 1972. Play the role of Artemis space explorers, engineers, scientists, and astronauts, and play with larger-than-life LEGO sculptures, hands-on engineering challenges, and collaborative workshop stations. When? Now through April 6, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Where? Science World, 1455 Quebec Street. Cost. Non-member visitors are encouraged to purchase tickets on arrival. Get ticket information. Tomato Festival at Provence Marinacide. August is peak tomato season in BC, and Provence Marinacide is celebrating with its annual Tomato Festival. From August 1 to 31, the Yaletown restaurant offers a special three-course menu for $79, showcasing the vibrant flavors of local heirloom tomatoes in dishes inspired by the south of France. Expect juicy, sun-ripened tomatoes in every shape, color, and preparation, From raw and roasted to savory tart and pizzetta. Crafted by executive chef Jean Francis Quaglia and his team, this festival is a must for tomato lovers. When? August 1 to 31. May extend into early September. Where? Provence Marinacide 1177 Marinacide Cress. Cost? $79 for a three-course tomato festival menu. 8th anniversary menu at St. Lawrence. To mark its 8th anniversary this August, Vancouver's Michelin-starred St. Lawrence presents a special Table Champêtre, inspired four-course menu celebrating Quebecois cuisine. Chef, owner J.C. Poirier draws on local, seasonal ingredients and personal favorites from his culinary journey, including recipes from his award-winning cookbook. Priced at $125 per person, optional beverage pairings are available to elevate the experience. The menu is offered throughout August and reservations are recommended. When? August 1 to 31. Where? St. Lawrence 269 Powell Street, Vancouver. Cost: $125 per person, beverage pairings extra. Reservations online. Harmony Arts Festival. West Vancouver's beloved celebration of the arts returns with free outdoor concerts, arts shows, hands-on workshops, kids programming, and a culinary feast. Soak in over 50 live performances across two stages at Millennium Park, browse juried artwork and handmade items at the art markets, or explore the waterfront galleries and tents showcasing the creations of local artists. Foodies can pick from a selection of food vendors, think crispy sushi tacos, juicy hamburgers and fruity handmade popsicles. The annual ticketed tasting event Best of the West is taking place on August 6, featuring local chefs and BC wineries. When? Friday, August 1 to Sunday, August 10. Where? Millennium Park 1564 Argyle Avenue, West Vancouver. Cost? Free? Ongoing Vancouver Ice Cream Festival. Now in its third year, organizers have brought over 30 restaurants, cafes, and sweet shops on board who will each be offering signature items or special fest creations from June 20 to August 4. All of the sales of the event treats stay with the business, making the Vancouver Ice Cream Festival a great way to support local this summer. When? Now through August 4. Where? Participating locations, vendors in Vancouver, Burnaby, and Richmond. Cost, free admission. Kitsilano Showboat. The Kitsilano Showboat has been entertaining people on the shore of Vancouver since 1935, offering an annual collection of free community performances. The performers showcase a broad range of local talent, from the Vancouver Puppet Theatre to the band of the 15th Field Artillery Regiment to Yukanuke 2 to Sambacouver. Along with the regular programming, there will be some special events. When? Wednesdays to Sundays from June 18 to August 17. Regular performances start at 7:30 p.m. Where? The Kitsilano Showboat, 2300 Cornwall Avenue. Cost? Free? Waitress. The Arts Club Theatre Company's production of Waitress is on now through August 3 at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Ashley Corcoran directs the Broadway musical about a small-town waitress and expert pie-maker, Jenna, who dreams of a new life outside of her tumultuous marriage. Jenna faces an unexpected pregnancy and sees winning a pie-making contest's grand prize as a lifeline. Grammy Award-winning Sarah Bareilles created the score, and it is based on the 2007 indie film written and directed by Adrian Shelley. When? Through August 3. Where? Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage, 2750 Granville Street. Cost? From $39. Exhibitions at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Monsters in My Head is Japanese artist Otani's first solo presentation in North America, inviting visitors into an enchanted dream world, where myths, memories and materials come together to form a landscape, one that is strange, yet deeply familiar. Otani's work includes ceramic creatures in various scales that emerge from earthen mounds, tree stumps and scattered stones. The maze-like installation, constructed from materials foraged from local parks and forests, echoes Otani's creative process, which transforms natural elements, clay, wood, flora, into figures brimming with presence and personality, according to the exhibition description. Written in clay from the John David Lawrence collection, invites visitors to explore the rich ceramic traditions of British Columbia. The exhibition has about 200 objects and examines the materials and processes used by artists across the region. It focuses on the mentors, interlocutors, societies, and schools that comprised the clay community from the 1930s to the early 2000s. When, from May 25th to November 9th. Where? Vancouver Art Gallery, 750 Hornby Street. Cost, BC. Resident general $29. Youth, caregivers, and persons with disabilities are free. Value. Rebecca Belmore at the Museum of Anthropology. The Museum of Anthropology will host the opening of its next major exhibition, Value, Rebecca Belmore, on Thursday, May 15th. The exhibition will feature four installation works spanning the four-decade career of the internationally lauded Anishinaabe contemporary artist. The exhibition challenges notions of collective value defined by colonial institutions and contemporary social structures. It features two of Belmore's most notable multimedia works, Fountain, 2005, and Wild, 2001. Fountain premiered at the 2005 Venice Biennale and will be exhibited with the artist's original installation specifications in Vancouver for the first time in 20 years. It features a short film displayed on a wall of falling water. A fourth work, I Am Ee Awak Umama Moen, Speaking to Their Mother, 1991, will arrive later this summer to be on display in Moa's Great Hall. The 2-meter-wide wooden megaphone was created in response to the deadly 1990 Kanasada, K resistance in Oka, Quebec. When, from May 15th to October 19th. Where, UBC Museum of Anthropology, 6393 Northwest Marine Drive. Cost. Free with admission to the museum, $26 for adults. Playland. Following the opening of Vancouver's largest amusement park last weekend, locals can enjoy over 20 rides at a variety of thrill levels for children of all ages, and adults can enjoy them, too. People can purchase Playland season passes to get the ultimate access to the amusement park on public operating dates, at the cost of less than 3 admissions, on select dates, May to August 2025. Passholders also receive additional special perks. When? Wednesdays to Sundays from now until Friday, August 15th. Opens at 11 a.m. Closes at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. Closes at 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Where? Playland Amusement Park, 2901 East Hastings Street. Cost. Varies with ticket. Get tickets. Junction Public Market. Photo courtesy Junction Public Market. Vancouver's vibrant waterfront free public market returns to Granville Square for the 2025 season on May 1st. Now in its second year, the Junction Public Market features rotating pop-ups, local artisans, food vendors, a licensed patio, live entertainment, and special events planned throughout the spring and summer. The popular warm weather event runs in a unique shipping container marketplace in Granville Square, located between Waterfront Station and Canada Place. The Sipping Container Bar will feature a list of local brews, wines, and pre-mixed drinks, with a patio overlooking the Vancouver waterfront and North Shore. When? May 1st to September 28th. Vendors. Tuesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Licensed Patio. Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Where? Granville Square, 200 Granville Street, between Waterfront Station and Canada Place, Vancouver. Cost. Free admission. Richmond Night Market. Richmond hosts one of the largest outdoor markets in North America and has up to 150 retail stalls and 130 food vendors, as well as entertainment and carnival games. This year it is adding a 600-foot zipline ride by to celebrate its 25th anniversary, available starting May 19th. Also, to celebrate 25 years, the market will also offer happy hour specials and admission discounts. Every night, drinks will be under $7 and food under $10 at every food stall, while admission will be $5 after 10 p.m. General admission is $7 for anyone older than 7 but under 60. Kids up to 7 and those 60 plus get in for free. A Zoom Pass, which gives you the ability to skip the line, is $35. When? From April 25th until October 13th. Where? 2431 number. Third, Richmond. Cost, $7. New Hawk Strong, Dancing Down the Eyelashes of the Sun. The New Hawk Strong, Dancing Down the Eyelashes of the Sun is the first exhibition dedicated entirely to the New Hawk Nation, who have lived for over 14,000 years on the central northwest coast in Bella Coola. The exhibition showcases the nation's rich culture and what it is doing to revitalize its language, self-governance, stewardship, and ceremonial practices. Visitors can also see how the community works to safeguard Newhawk belongings, treasures, and ceremonies, including the return of a significant collection of masks, regalia, and cedar bark weavings at the exhibition closes in 2026. Newhawk Strong features treasures and artworks housed at the Museum of Anthropology, as well as loans from private collections and six participating museums: Royal British Columbia Museum, Victoria, Burke Museum, Seattle, Glenbow Museum, Calgary, Manitoba Museum, Winnipeg, and Museum of Vancouver. When, February 21, 2025, to January 5, 2026. Where? MOA at the University of British Columbia, 6393 Northwest Marine Drive, Vancouver. Cost. Free with admission to the museum, $26 for adults. With files from Lindsay William Ross, Valerie Leung, Ashley Kim, and Brendan Kurgan.